Today, we're looking at the letter of Philemon. It's unfortunate that Philemon doesn't come right after Colossians in our Bible, since as Colossians was being delivered, so too was Philemon. It's almost like 1 and 2 Corinthians and 1 and 2 Thessalonians in terms of going to the same place. It would be nice to have all of the Colossae correspondence together. But alas, Paul's letters are organized by length. So, we're still in the world of Colossians, but now Paul is addressing the particular relationship of Philemon and his runaway slave Onesimus. Here's the letter. If you haven't turned to Philemon, I would encourage you to do so. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, also to Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is as none other than Paul, an old man and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus, that I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do would not seem forced, but would be voluntary. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord. So, if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back, not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask. And one thing more. Prepare a guest room for me, because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends you greetings. And so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Now, while we could get into the technicalities of Paul's persuasiveness or lack of coming out and telling Philemon to free Onesimus, that isn't our focus. Paul is dealing with the difficult interplay between following Christ and the Roman household. The fact that Onesimus ran away from Philemon is a grave offense in the first century Roman world. Philemon has every right to do whatever he wishes to Onesimus if he ever sees him again. But what complicates all of this is Paul's relationship with both men and all of their relationships with Jesus. Paul and Philemon are partners in ministry, And many believe Paul converted Philemon to faith in Jesus, especially after you read verse 19. But after Onesimus runs away from Philemon, he also seems to come into contact with Paul, and he too is converted by Paul to faith in Jesus Christ. Paul stands between these two men, who are brothers in Christ, but who are also master and runaway slave. Paul asked both of them to do something unheard of that neither would have been comfortable with, most likely. Paul asked Philemon to receive Onesimus back, and Paul asked Onesimus to return to his former master. Now, what would it mean for Philemon and for the church in Colossae if Philemon takes back a runaway slave without punishment, much less free him? Think of the ridicule. Think of the example he is setting for himself and for the community and the church. What Paul does is incredible. He places himself in between these two dissenting voices and offers to work towards reconciliation. Paul stands in the gap and places his relationship with both Philemon and Onesimus on the line for the sake of living into the work of Christ. Paul tells Philemon to welcome Onesimus as he would welcome him. Paul says he'll pay back any wrongs Onesimus may owe. And then he reminds Philemon that indeed his own life in Christ is grace because of what he heard preached by Paul and received from the cross of Christ. Now, the icing on the cake, then, is that Paul says, prepare a guest room for me, because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers. In other words, I'm coming, Philemon, to see how this relationship has worked out and to continue to partner with you in ministry as you lead the church in your home. The questions for us, I think, are what places and relationships is Jesus calling you to stand in the gap and work at reconciliation? How do you recognize your life in Christ as a gift from God and then forward that gift on to others? The work of Jesus is deeply personal, and it's always particular. And that's what's really fascinating and phenomenal about having this little letter of Philemon in our Bibles, because we see Paul working out what it means to have the grace of Christ rule our lives in very specific ways. Here are our hymn lyrics for our prayer today from the hymn, In Christ There Is No East or West. In Christ, there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth. In him shall true hearts everywhere their high communion find. His service is the golden cord close binding humankind. Join hands then, people of the faith, whatever your race may be, all children of the living God are surely kin to me. In Christ, now meet both east and west. In him, meet south and north. All Christly souls are one in him throughout the whole wide earth. Grace and peace to you. Amen.